Sokolatuma Radio. Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokolatuma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by Sport Pesa. My guest is football legend Dr. Kumalo as we discuss a hot topic and give a fixture prediction. Well, it's the festive season and we hope you are enjoying this lovely period of the year, everyone. We have now reached the halfway stage of the PSL season. Some players have disappointed, others have risen above the rest with exciting performances. So who has impressed the legendary Dr. Kumalo? He's here, ladies and gents, to give us three of his best players so far this season. Before we get into it, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. Enjoy our conversation.
Sokolatuma Radio.
We are now at a point in the season, my favorite point, a point where we reflect, we look at things that have gone wrong, gone right for teams. Christmas break will afford us an opportunity and clubs an opportunity to look back and see what has worked and what hasn't worked. One of my favorite subjects at this point of the season is looking at players that have impressed so far. So who have impressed Dr. Kumalo so far? Who are the three best players of the season so far, in your opinion, and perhaps your impressions of him?
That's a good one. I think the first player that in my opinion, that has impressed me is Cristóbal Sereno from Mamelodi Sundowns.
Sure.
He has been unbelievable, marvelous to watch. And, you know, when you look at Sundowns' team at the moment, he is the main player, main individual that makes things different there, you know. And the goals that he scored, you could tell that this boy is coming from a well-oiled development structure. You know, his handling of the ball is unbelievable. That was a good signing by Mamelodi Sundowns. And I must say that he is so unbelievable. So that's the first player that I would say he has impressed me so far. And the second player is Vincent Pule, coming from Wits University, joining a big team like Orlando Pirates. As young as he is, as humble as he is, He has marvelous touches. He has humbled himself by scoring so many goals in a crucial moment. And Pule has been an inspirational in the Orlando Pirates team. Hence, he earned himself a spot in the Bafana a team.
Yeah.
So he has played his lungs out in terms of showcasing what he has, you know. And for a young player like that coming from that, going to Orlando Pirates and emerge as one of the best players at the moment, I must say that takes a pee cut from an individual. So that's the second player. And then the last player, it will be Kamapilia, at Kaizer Chiefs. Also, again, coming from Sundowns, going to Kaizer Chiefs, different atmosphere, different players, different expectations. And the boy, you know, obviously, he has been carrying Kaizer Chiefs all by himself throughout. I don't have to say it. It is written all over the world. If you can go back to all the games that Jesus played while Salinas was there, Hammer was the instrumental individual in that team. And he has continued to become a thorn in so many teams. So I think the three players are the ones that have impressed me. There are more than three, but these are the best ones.
Yeah, that's an excellent choice, because guys like Kamabiliat has been involved directly in around 9 goals, including cup competition so far. Vincent Pule is the same, involved directly in around 7 goals, 4 goals, three assists, you know, so that's an excellent choice of players. And even Gaston Serino has three goals so far this season in the Absa Premiership. So that's an excellent choice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't deviate very far from that as well. And one place in the world where they don't take any Christmas breaks or Boxing Day breaks is in England. On the 26th of December, Manchester City, who've now lost their first game to Chelsea, will travel to Leicester City. Leicester City hosts Manchester City on the 26th of December. Which one does Doc see being the strong side from these two teams?
Man City, I mean, they are good travelers. They have a good squad, even though they've lost to Chelsea. Yeah. Yes, they'll go back to the drawing board. And Pep may alluded to the fact that, yes, of course, they didn't play according to the way he would love the team to see the team play. Having said that, going to away, they are good travelers. Man City are going to come back with the 3 points.
And we thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next week for another episode of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.